Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Tuesday morning, February the 14th, 2023. Valentine's Day, February or February, however you want to say it. 12 coming up on 13 minutes past the hour here. We are live from the studio here at WGH Talk. So if you want to call in today, you have to use the studio line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right. Well, yesterday I said that if you tuned in this morning, you might be in for a big announcement. And late last night, I got the confirmation that we will have a big announcement here on this show between 9:15 and 10 a.m. So you do not want to turn away from your listening device or radio this morning, because from 9:15 to 10 a.m., you're going to get some information here first, and certainly some detailed information that you have not gotten anywhere else. So stay tuned. That comes up in about an hour. Now, it's Valentine's Day, so I hope everybody is having a good morning, celebrating in a very special way. St. Valentine's Day, isn't that what we used to call it? St. Valentine's Day? I don't think we do that so much anymore. But that's the way the cookie crumbles, but here we are on Valentine's Day 2023. I don't know what you get somebody for Valentine's Day, to be honest with you. 2023, it's a little different. It used to be chocolates, used to be flowers, used to be a card. Cards are very popular. But now people go way out. They make videos. They do picture collages. There's all kinds of things on Valentine's Day. So I hope you can figure it out today as far as Valentine's Day goes. And I know that a lot of you have probably already had some kind of surprise this morning as the sun has come up. Okay, so the big announcement will come up at 9:15 this morning. And that's the way that'll go. Now, I want to say something about yesterday's show. We were doing Family Feud in hour number two yesterday, and we did not give away a prize. We never said we were giving away a prize. And between 9:15 and 10 o'clock yesterday, I went back and looked at it because we had an awful lot of phone calls, which is great. That's what we like to do here. We had 42 phone calls from 9:15 until 10 a.m. So if you're ever asking yourself, if anybody's listening, 42 calls came in between 9:15 and 10 a.m. And I thank you for that. And I thank you, everybody who listens, because highly unlikely we would get together to do this if it wasn't for the listeners. And I think on Valentine's Day, it's important to mention that the people who stick with you and call in and are here every morning, and even the people who don't call in, I know there are a lot of people listening who don't call in, who just listen every morning or message me on Facebook or email me. It's so nice that you have made this transition with us over the last 6 months to digital, and I can't thank you enough. And yesterday was really a lot of fun to see that. Now, we have somebody listening, a very devoted listener, in Lewiston, Idaho. I hope I'm saying that right. Lewiston, Idaho. We've gotten a couple messages from them on Facebook, and they listen to the repeats of the program. They must catch them in the afternoon at noon. They've answered questions in regard to Family Feud things that we're doing. They've answered questions in regard to dating advice and things of that nature. Now, they said they were going to be listening this morning, so if you're out there, give us a call. They get up early to work in Idaho. So we'll see if we hear from them. Lewiston, Idaho, 740-383-9944. We are in the studio this morning. 740-383-9944. Give us a call if our friend out there in Lewiston, Idaho is there. Now, I guess there is always the there is always the idea that that could be a scam, but regardless, they are listening. Even if it's a scammer, they are listening because they answer what we're talking about. So somebody's got to be listening at some point. It'd be hard to weed through all these programs and come up with what we're talking about if you did not listen to the program at a pretty thorough basis. So, there you go. That's the big talk here this morning. Lewiston, Idaho. You know, if you're listening out there in Lewiston, Idaho, the person I talked to him a little bit yesterday on social media, and they said they work at this time of the morning. They listen, but sometimes they have trouble calling in. So, if you're out there, give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. We are in the studio today. You know, I'm getting a message here from our friend Mary. 42 phone calls and a text. Well, actually, more than one text yesterday. We got a text from a couple people who were listening to the show who did not call in. So you got that as well. Good morning yesterday. Our friend must not be listening in Lewiston, Idaho, or they're doing their job in Idaho and cannot get to a phone. But if they get to a phone, give us a call here in the first hour. 740-383-9944. All right, any news this morning on this Valentine's Day? Anything going on in your world? Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. Now, we've had a lot of talk recently in regard to opinion questions and, how should we put this, opinion questions and I guess it's basically love life. Well, and on Valentine's Day, what else would you be talking about but love life? We've had the questions of, on the first date, who pays first? We've had the question of, do you kiss on the first date? We've had the questions of, those were the two main questions that I remember. But here we are, what do you get a person on Valentine's Day? That's been a big question. So does anybody have any opinions they would like to share this morning on those questions? Because it's crunch time, as far as all that's concerned. 740-383-9944. Who pays for the dinner? If you're going out on a first date tonight or a blind date for Valentine's Day, a Tuesday night date, doesn't that sound exciting? If you're going out on a date tonight, who pays for that first date? And does it matter if you're married or you have been dating? Does it really matter at that point who pays for the dinner? And then you've got, do you kiss on the first date? That whole thing is very fascinating because some people do, some people don't. But I'll tell you, if you do kiss on the first date, I think there's a little bit of a lead on there something... You know, that you definitely are interested in that person, and that certainly you might want to continue on more past a date, maybe to a second date, or something of that nature. And, I don't know, that's my advice. You'd have to get advice from somebody else if you think, what's your opinion? Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, it might have been a bad omen for me to talk about the 42 calls yesterday, because we're starting off a little slow this morning, but I'll tell you, I've said this a few weeks ago, even when we were over the air, the first hour was always slower than the second hour, and I never really understood that. I don't know why the first hour has always been slower than the second hour. I don't know if we're up against, like, local news or something in the first hour. In any event, that's the way it goes. That's showbiz. Okay, so other than that, that's pretty much just the big announcement coming up at 9:15 this morning. The 42 calls yesterday, we certainly thank you for that. And our friend who's listening out in Lewiston, Idaho. Oh, and I'll tell you something else that happened yesterday that I was really appreciative of. I had sent a message. There was somebody kind of big in the Columbus media market that I wanted to interview that I'd never had on the show before. And I sent them a request. And I got the answer back yesterday. And they said they knew who I was, they were aware of the show, so on and so forth, and it would be an honor for them to come on. And I thought, well, hey, you know, life is pretty good when people in other markets are paying attention to what you're doing, especially markets that are far bigger than the one that you're in. So I thank that person, and I'll talk more about that person as soon as we get a date down when they'll be coming on the show. See, it's all about dates on Valentine's Day. Dates and things of that nature. Where do you go to eat on Valentine's Day? If you want to stay local and you want to support Marion, where in the world do you go to celebrate Valentine's Day locally? Does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you were going to go somewhere in Marion today to celebrate Valentine's Day with your loved one, where in the world would you go? There are a few places that I think would be interesting. Yeah, I think they'll be packed tonight. I don't know, but it's Tuesday. It's very, very hard to celebrate something like Valentine's Day on a Tuesday. I mean, I guess you can get the cards out today, and you can get the flowers out today, and you can do all that. But beyond that, celebrating Valentine's Day on a Tuesday is kind of difficult. I imagine all the florists are very busy today. You know, I heard a statistic that this is the busiest day for florists all year round, but that today some florists are expected to make around $20,000 today. Now, I don't know how big the city has to be, and I'm sure some cities will make more than $20,000. But some florists are expected to make $20,000 today on Valentine's Day. It's like Black Friday today for florists. But again, I don't know if that's changing as generations change. I don't know how much is spent on chocolate. I would imagine quite a bit. In any event, what I thought we'd do, since we have our big interview coming up in hour number two, is I thought we would do some of the Valentine's Day family feud, since that seemed to go over very well yesterday. So let's see. I think we do have a Valentine's Day family feud question here. Now let me see how many answers this has. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So, 8 big answers to this question. Here we go. And remember, I'm at the studio today. So, the line is 740-383-9944. Oh, and I want to say that yesterday I did notice that one of our callers was the lady I was talking about last week, and forgive me, I don't know her name, but she listens at her office with her other coworkers, and I ran into her a couple weeks ago, and I told her about the app and how to listen to the station, and I did notice that she was tuned back in yesterday, because I saw her name come up on the caller ID, so I'm glad she's back with us. So I hope she's out there this morning, and I'm glad you're back with us, and I hope you'll play the family feud here this morning. Okay, 8 answers. Here we go. This should be a nice, easy one. I've named a few of them already this morning. Name a popular Valentine gift. 8 answers up on the board this morning. Name a popular Valentine gift. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Name a popular Valentine gift. 8 answers on the board here this morning. All right, and our first call's coming in already. Well, that's got to be a good sign. Go ahead, caller. Happy Valentine's Day.
Okay, flowers.
Flowers. Flowers is number 4 on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Flowers shows up at number 4 on the list. And I should mention, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else. When we're at the studio, the busy signal is what you will get. It will not just keep ringing and ringing and ringing. It will be the busy signal. So, number 4 is Flowers. And as I said, today there are businesses expected to make $20,000 florist in the flower industry. Roses ain't cheap, as they say. Name a popular Valentine's gift. Now we got flowers. Flowers are number 4. 13 people said flowers. But we've got 8 answers all together. Who's going to get the other answers here this morning? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Candy
is number 2 on the list. 23 people said candy.
Okay, I'll tell you what was in the paper today.
Oh, okay.
It said that there'll be $26 billion spent for Valentine's Day.
Overall in the country, $26
billion? Yep.
My goodness. Now that's candy and chocolates and gifts and dinners and all that.
Yeah, I think, everything. And I think it said this will be about the second highest year. I don't know how they know that, but...
Well, maybe people got money this year. Who knows?
Okay.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. Well, how about that? This Valentine's Day, we'll see $26 billion, according to the Marion Star this morning, spent on Valentine's Day. $26 billion. Wow. Valentine's Day is a billion-dollar industry. How about that? Okay, category here. Name a popular Valentine gift. Now, 2 is candy, 4 is flowers. 23 people said candy, 13 people said flowers, but we still have 6 other answers. Does anybody know what those answers are? Name a popular Valentine gift. Candy at number 2. I guess the sweet tooth comes in at number 2. And flowers come in at number 4. 13 people said flowers. But we've still got 6 other big answers here. Does anybody know what they are? Hopefully we get them in the next 30 minutes here. Name a popular Valentine gift. Candy, number 2. Flowers, number 4. What are the other gifts that we give on Valentine's Day besides candy and flowers? Does anybody know? We got to get these 6 other answers or we're going to be in deep trouble here this morning on Valentine's Day. You know, we've got to help all those people who wait till the last minute to shop for Valentine's Day. $26 billion spent on Valentine's Day. Isn't that something? That, to me, is an enormous, enormous number. Name a popular Valentine gift. All right. 2 is candy. 4, flowers. 6 other answers to go. Who's got those answers? 740-383-9944. Does our friend out there in Lewiston, Idaho, have an answer here? Gonna venture a guess as we're kicking off this Valentine's Day morning, 2023. All right, 740-383-9944. Remember, we are at the office today, so the number to dial would be 740-383-9944. All right, let's go over here to the phones and see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, jewelry.
Jewelry, you know, that's a popular one, too. Yeah, number 7 on the list is jewelry. You got it. Number 7 on the list is jewelry. So now we've got 3 of them. 3 of the 8. Candy was number 2. Flowers, number 4. And jewelry is number 7 on the list. Now, the category is name a popular Valentine's Day gift. Name a popular Valentine's Day gift. Now, are we going to get the other five answers in the next 28 minutes? You know, we usually stream pretty good right up until the last answer. The last answer becomes more difficult. All right, let's go back to the phones here this morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Anybody say just a card?
Nobody has said a card yet. Let me see here on the list. You know what? There is no card on the list. Can you imagine that?
Wow, that's shocking.
Now, are you ready for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm just the make dinner and a card, so not too difficult.
Well, hey, making dinner is always a good thing.
That's what I was thinking. It's a lot better than going out.
Now, what are you making for dinner tonight?
Steak and baked potato.
Hey, that's a good dinner.
All right, I'll keep thinking, Scott.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Steak and a baked potato. That's not a bad dinner for Valentine's Day at all. No card on the list, oddly enough. Name a popular Valentine's gift. Candy number two, flowers number four, jewelry number seven. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try perfume.
Perfume. Let's see. Yes, perfume is number eight on the list. You've got it. Perfume can be kind of a tough one, though, because you've got to know what kind of perfume the person wears and make sure they're not allergic to it or anything like that. So many people have allergies and sensitivity to perfume these days. Name a popular Valentine gift. All right, two is candy, four is flowers, seven is jewelry, eight is perfume. We've still got 1, 3, 5, and 6. 1, 3, 5, and 6. All right, go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm thinking it's either a heart-shaped pizza or lingerie.
Well, you know, boy, a heart-shaped pizza. Now, we talked about that yesterday. What company is doing the heart-shaped pizza today? There is a company doing that.
I know Donato's is doing it.
Donato's. Maybe that was it.
Yeah. There is another one out there, but I can't think of who did most of that.
Now, do they upcharge for a heart-shaped pizza? Because aren't they cutting pieces off for a pizza?
They're generally about the same size. You just rearrange the dough into a different shape there, but about the same size.
Well,
but there's extra labor, so maybe they charge for that. I don't know.
Extra labor and extra love. And what was the second answer?
Lingerie.
And you know what? Of course that's on the list. Lingerie is number... Now, that's always difficult, though, for men, isn't it? Going into the lingerie department and trying to pick out the right gift for the missus?
It can be, yes.
Yeah. Now, are you excited about the big announcement this morning at 9:15?
I'm waiting and waiting.
The excitement's going to be heavy. I tell you, I think a few people, I don't know, maybe have wind of this, but it's going to be very interesting to hear this morning.
Hey, I was watching news. Was there any, they were doing that vault opening there at the Marion Courthouse. I didn't know if they found anything in there or not. Have you heard anything about that or not?
You know, I saw the story. I thought that was interesting that they opened up the vault and found all these papers. I think it's going to be interesting for a lot of people who want to go in there and dig around and see what's in there. I think that will be very interesting. But, I don't know if they've really gotten anything of huge value yet out of it, but apparently it's an awful big vault.
All right, well, wait and see.
Hey, thanks.
All right, talk to you later.
Yes, lingerie shows up at number, what is that, 6 on the list? Lingerie, a popular gift. All right, well, we're getting a few of these out of the way here this morning, which is a popular thing. All right, 740 743-883-9944. See, I about gave the home number there. 740-383-9944. Name a popular Valentine's gift. That's what we're looking for here this morning. Still three answers left to go. We've got candy. We've got flowers. We've got a lot of things here on the list. Let's go back to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Would dinner be considered a gift?
Take you know, off to dinner. I would say dinner would be considered a gift. Not on the list, but not a bad guess.
Okay.
No dinner on the list today, but I know a lot of people who just take the person out for dinner. Certainly don't think there's anything wrong with that. Name a popular Valentine gift. We've got candy. We've got flowers. We've got lingerie, of all things. We've got jewelry, and we've got perfume. What are the other three answers? Three answers left to go, 38 minutes past the hour here. Name a popular Valentine gift. Name a popular Valentine gift. 740-383-9944. Remember, in the office today, that is the correct number to use. 740-383-9944. Name a popular Valentine gift, and if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So keep on trying back in until you get in. We want to hear your answer, to be sure, here on WGH. Go ahead, caller.
How about concert or movie tickets?
No concert or movie tickets, but not a bad gift either. You know, I wouldn't be upset if somebody got me some concert or movie tickets, although I don't go to the movies very often, so maybe it's not a great gift. It would depend on what the concert is. Now, again, that's another one of those tricky gifts, because you have to know what the taste is of the person you're buying for, and even if you're married to them or have been dating them for a long time, that can still be kind of a sticky area. Name a popular Valentine gift. We've got candy, number two. Flowers, number four. Lingerie, number six. Jewelry, number seven. And perfume at number eight. What are the elusive last three answers here? Name a popular Valentine gift. 740-383-9944. A popular Valentine Day gift. And of course, it is Valentine's Day, so here we are. 740-383-9944. 40 minutes past the hour on this Valentine's Day, 2023. Name a popular Valentine Day gift. 740-383-9944. We've got candy, we've got flowers, we've got lingerie, we've got jewelry, we've got perfume, but there are still three other answers out there. What do you get the significant other in your life for Valentine's Day? Which apparently, we've learned this morning, thanks to one of our callers, is a $26 billion industry. $26 billion. Now, isn't that something? My goodness. That's a lot of money for Valentine's Day. Well, it's a happy day for the retailers. I guess that's a Valentine to the retailers, that they get to make a lot of dough today. I was surprised by that number when somebody told me that a florist was expected to make around $20,000 today, and that was locally here in the Marion area. $20,000 in one day. Well, it's their busiest day of the year. How much does a florist make on a normal day, I guess, is what you would have to compare that to. All right, go ahead, caller.
Go out to dinner.
No go out to dinner, but a good guess. No going out to dinner, but certainly not a bad guess at all. here this morning, coming up on 42 minutes past the hour. Name a popular Valentine's Day gift. We've got candy, flowers, lingerie, jewelry, perfume. 740-383-9944. Who's got the remaining three answers here this morning? 740-383-9944. Name a popular Valentine's Day gift. Now, is everybody wearing red today? Is everybody in the Valentine's Day mood? Does everybody have hearts all around and so on and so forth? You know what I haven't seen a whole lot this year are those little heart-shaped candies. The ones that have the little sayings on them. I have not seen a whole lot of those this year, interestingly enough. Name a popular Valentine gift. Candy. Flowers. Lingerie. Jewelry and perfume are the answers that we have. There are still three other answers. Who has the other three answers? 740-383-9944. 43 and a half minutes past the hour here. Well, I don't know if we're going to get these other three or not. We're down to 16 and a half minutes on this Valentine's Day, 2023. Maybe we're just not good gift givers for Valentine's Day. Name a popular Valentine gift. Now remember, candy was number two. 23 people said candy. Flowers was number four. 13 people said flowers. Lingerie was number six. 3 people said lingerie. Jewelry was number seven. 3 people said jewelry. And perfume was number eight. 2 people said perfume. So what are the three remaining answers? Holy moly, who's going to be the smart cookies out there this morning who are going to get our three remaining answers? Good gift for Valentine's Day. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say a pet, like a dog or something.
You know, a pet's not on the list, but that's close, kind of, in a way, to one of the answers.
Is one of them alive?
No. Well,
oh, yeah. I know what it is, I bet.
What is it?
It's a stuffed animal. It's a stuffed whatever. A stuffed bear or something.
Yeah, that's it. A stuffed teddy bear is number five on the list.
When you said that, I figured, well, I thought a pet would be, you know, something okay.
Thank you. Now, stuffed teddy bear absolutely was on the list. So we got a stuffed teddy bear. Now, there still are two answers left on the list. It's the number one and number three answer. A good gift for Valentine's Day. Now, I am going to give a hint because this category is kind of done strangely, to be honest with you. Now, two of our guesses have been candy and flowers. Candy was number two and flowers was number four. Now, the remaining answers kind of fall in those categories, but they're a little more specific in their answer. So let's put it that way. The number one and number three answer kind of go with candy and flowers. I don't know why they made the list this way. I don't know if it's the way people answered the list, but answered the question. But let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Would a balloon with a gift or something be one of the answers?
No balloons on the list, but a good guess. No balloons on the list here this morning. Now remember, the two remaining answers kind of fall in the category of flowers and candy. They're just a little more specific. So that's the hint here this morning. 46 coming up on 47 minutes past the hour. WGH Talk Time. Name a popular Valentine's gift. We still have answer number one and answer number three left. Answer number two was candy. Answer number four was flowers. Five was teddy bear. Six was lingerie. Seven was jewelry. Eight was perfume. So, one and three are the answers that we have left. Good Valentine's Day gifts. 740-383-9944. Now remember, we've had the guesses of candy and flowers. So the hint is, it kind of falls in those categories, let's say. Go ahead, caller.
Roses?
Roses, absolutely. Number three on the list is roses. You got it. Roses show up on the list at number three. So we do have that. On this $26 billion day, roses, number three on the list. Well, let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Well, we must have lost that caller. Popular gifts for Valentine's Day. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a bottle of champagne or something to drink.
No champagne on the list, but a good guess. No champagne on this particular list. Name a popular Valentine's gift. Now we've got candy, roses, flowers, teddy bear, lingerie, jewelry, and perfume. The last answer is the number one answer. How often does that happen? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Chocolate-covered strawberries?
Not chocolate-covered strawberries, but you're close in that. Very close.
Just chocolate.
Just chocolate. Chocolate was the number one answer. 32 people said chocolate for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Absolutely. Chocolate was number one on the list. So name a popular Valentine's gift. Chocolate, candy, roses, flowers, teddy bear, lingerie, jewelry, and perfume. All right. Well, here's an interesting one. We've got 10 minutes left to go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six answers here. Let's see how these six answers, let's see if we can get these six answers in the next 10 minutes. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. So what might you call the person you love other than darling? There are six answers here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 50 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Go ahead, caller.
How about honey?
Honey, number one on the list. You got it. Honey shows up at number one on the list this morning. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Go ahead, caller.
Sweetheart.
Sweetheart, number two on the list. You got it. Sweetheart shows up at number two on the list. So we've got honey, number one, sweetheart, number two. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. 9 minutes left to go here. Are we going to get the remaining four? Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. We've got honey, and we've got sweetheart. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. What do you call that special person in your life? Other than honey or sweetheart, we've got those two. 51 people said honey, 25 people said sweetheart. But we've got four other answers here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Would Sweetie or Sweetie Pie be?
Sweetie is number three on the list. You've got it. Sweetie, just Sweetie alone, shows up at number three on the list today. All right, and we'll keep on trekking down this road. Go ahead, caller.
Deer.
Deer, number, what is that? Number four on the list. You've got it. Deer, just plain old deer, D-E-A-R, shows up at number four on the list. So we've got honey, sweetheart, sweetie, deer. Two answers left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who's got the last two answers? Go ahead, caller.
Honey bun.
Not honey bun. No honey bun on the list here today, although that is a very sweet answer. 7 minutes left to go. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, and dear, we've already got. Go ahead, caller.
How about babe?
Babe. Not babe, but you're close.
Okay.
Not babe, but not too far away from babe. I guess maybe if you're married to Babe Ruth, that would work out, but not babe, but that's not too far off. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, and dear. We all have here this morning together. But two more answers remain on this list, and we're down to about the last 6 minutes here in this category. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it baby?
Baby, yes, number six on the list, baby.
Okay.
Baby, just B-A-B-Y, shows up on the list here this morning. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. One answer left to go here. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, dear, and baby are the answers that we have. One answer left to go. It's number five on the list. Does anybody know what it is? 740-383-9944. Remember, we're at the office today. 740-383-9944. About down to the last 5 minutes here. 5 minutes and one answer. What is that one answer gonna be? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Tootsie or Toots?
Not Tootsie or Toots. Good guess, though. Not Tootsie or Toots. 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 Is that T-U-T-S? T-U-T-Z? Or T-O-O-T-Z? I wonder how you spell Toots. That's a good term, though. Call somebody Toots. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment here on this Valentine's Day, 2023. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, dear, baby, those are the answers. What are we missing here this morning? All right, let's see. Whoops, go ahead, caller.
How about baby doll?
Not baby doll. No baby doll on the list here this morning. One answer left, and we're getting about down to the four-minute mark here this morning. How about that? Valentine's Day 2023. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Honey, sweetheart, sweetie, dear, and baby have all been taken. What is that final answer? It's number five on the list here. Does anybody know? Remember, we're at the office today, 740-383-9944. Who's got the answer? Go ahead, caller.
I don't know how old your list is, but all the young kids nowadays call each other boo.
You don't know how old my list is. What do you think I do?
I should be one of those crusty old outdated lists.
What do you think I did? Get him out of the courthouse vault?
The archives. Hey, that was pretty slick how I slid in there in the last 10 seconds yesterday with Bird.
Wasn't that good?
That was everything.
Now,
that made my whole day.
How did Bird come up with your... I was going to ask you.
You actually gave me a clue, but I think you did it, like, inadvertently. Like, you said, it's up there. And actually, in my blonde brain, I thought, up there. Tree. Bird! And then I was like, oh, answer the phone. You were like, God, call me, we have 10 seconds. And I was like, Bird!
You know, when I'm at home, I have those hard breaks. So when I get down to 10 seconds, the top of the hour is going to play whether I like it or not. So it's just...
Well, I was wondering if it even came across.
I think it did come across. I'm pretty sure it did.
Yeah. Yep. And it's like, some of those are so, like, goofy. Like, how did I not... You know,
more popular. Well, I think it was like number 2 or 3 on the list. It wasn't on the bottom.
Right.
So it was.
People say it all the time. Oh, little Lovebird.
Lovebird, yeah.
So I'm guessing Boo wasn't on your
no,
list.
No, Boo is not on the list, but I don't.
Okay, well, let me do another. What about Snookum?
No Snookums on the list.
Okay. Is it clue time yet or no?
Not yet. I'll in the last minute, which is about a minute away.
Okay.
All right. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. Now, remember, if you get the busy signal, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in, and we'll get you here on the air. Go ahead, caller.
Have you had sweetie pie or honey bun?
No sweetie pie or honey bun.
Okay.
No sweetie pie or honey bun here this morning. Besides darling, name a popular term of endearment. We've got honey, sweetheart, sweetie, dear, and baby. Still one answer left to go. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All right, we're down to the final minute. Here's the clue. The clue is, this is just what you have for somebody on Valentine's Day. It's what you have for them, and also, I guess, a term of endearment you can refer to them as. Go ahead, caller.
Have you had anything with, like, sugar babe or sugar?
Nope, no sugar's on the list.
Okay.
Nothing with sugar on the list, but the clue is something you just have for somebody, and you might call them on Valentine's Day. Now, remember, we've got a big interview, 9:15. Don't you dare tune away. This is going to be big and exclusive for you here in Marion, coming up in just about 15 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
How about love or lovey?
Love, that's it. You got it. Love was it. So we got honey, sweetheart, sweetie, dear, love, and baby. Those are the terms of endearment. Happy Valentine's Day. Big interview coming up in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, the place to talk. From legendary comedian Kay Ballard, performing